that when a devotee who is a sadhaka, when he is trying to advance in his spiritual life, he will inevitably face failures several times. And such failure should cause remorse in his heart and pain in his heart and fear for the power of the insurmountable material energy. When such kind of fear comes, that fear is the cause of pulling out the six demons from the bhakti incarnation of Devaki. One is, we were telling about fear of Maya, but I read something additional there. Yesterday when I was reading, that apart from fear of Maya, one should also feel great remorse for one's personal inability to transcend the conditionings of the material world. Like yesterday I met one gentleman who was saying, I think the biggest cause of our sufferings in this world is to worry about things which we cannot control. And the more we worry about them, the more our misery increases. So he was telling, best thing is to give up such worry. But actually, although we know the solution is to give up worry, we have no ability to give up worry. Because to have worry or to give up worry is not in our hands. But the Shastras give an alternative solution, that if one takes shelter of Krishna, Krishna teaches the art of giving up the worries. Because he takes away the worry. Sarva amangala hare iti hari, it is said. The Lord is one who sucks away all the impurities or inauspiciousness, just like the sun sucks away all the urine all over the world. So the Lord's holy name also has the ability to take away all our impurities, our anxieties, our worries, and such things. So not only is the devotee fearful of Maya, and not to slip and fall prey to Maya's temptations, but a devotee also sees that this material energy is extremely insurmountable. By repeated slips and falls and stumbling and getting up and again stumbling, a devotee, the right consciousness a devotee should possess, is one of this kind of remorse, which is a positive remorse. What is the positive remorse? One becomes extremely fearful of Maya and one prays to Krishna helplessly, understanding that with my own intelligence with which I am understanding the Shastra, with my own endeavors for sadhana and similar practices for controlling the mind and senses, I will not be able to transcend this insurmountable material energy. And one gets a deep realization of this fact. At that point of time, one's remembrance of Krishna becomes very deep and profound. So Vishnu Chaitanya says, at that time, Krishna pulls out this demon from the womb of bhakti. So we also have a womb, which is our heart, where the spiritual master sows the seed of devotion service, which is being grown and developed. But along with that grows so many weeds and impurities and inabilities in controlling one's mind and senses. But a spiritual master has given us the supreme benediction of bhakti, but that bhakti is now growing along with so many weeds. And when will all these weeds be plucked out? When one takes Krishna very seriously, and one takes Maya very seriously. In fact, the holy name is the one which does this job of pulling out all the weeds. But for that, the holy name has to be taken very carefully. Actually, yesterday we were talking in Prabhupada's appearance about the carelessness that a disciple was showing in rendering service to Srila Prabhupada, isn't it? Similarly, we are also careless about chanting the holy name. We are also careless about devotion service and our attitude in devotion service. The reason is we haven't understood the gravity of the anarthas in this material world, nor have we understood the importance of completely eliminating them. Because if we don't eliminate them altogether, we cannot get darshan of Krishna at all. So, a devotee who is remorseful of having committed so many sinful activities, and a devotee who is remorseful of this, and also who is sufficiently afraid of Maya, and a devotee who is very eager to become completely pure in thought, word and deed, realizing that I am completely helpless by my own efforts, and Krishna and His holy name only can help me. Such a devotee is the right candidate for attracting the attention of Krishna. Harinam Prabhu ki. Let's offer.